Well, why don't you all come over and see us, or why don't you all do this, or why don't you all do that?
If you want, a number of people were at a dance or something, and you didn't know who they were, what would you ask somebody to find out?
Do you know who those folks are? Who are those folks?
Would you ever say who all was there?
Oh, yes.
Does that sound natural?
Yes, that sounds natural. Who all was over dishes last night, or who all came to such and such a place? Yes, that's I use that expression, I know. It sounds...
I see you mentioned that you had bread and your father didn't like light bread. Did you make any other kinds of bread?
Cornbread. Mother made lots of cornbread, and Dad would make lots of corn cakes for breakfast. He liked corn cakes for breakfast.
How did you make those?
Just like you do hot cakes, only just use about 3/4 cornmeal instead of flour.
That's it. I like those.
Oh, he did too. He just really did.
Did you make anything else out of cornmeal?
Hominy. Mother used to make lots of hominy.
Do you ever make mush?
Oh, yes, and I still like cornmeal mush.
I like it fried.
I do too. In the wintertime, I fry so much mush. But Mother used to, I can remember distinctly one time, Dad and I were going to show Mother how to stir mush. And she just stir it real slow, you know. Well, I said, Mother, if you beat it quick like that, why, it'll take the lumps out better. Well, about that time, some of it popped up on me, and Dad went to shore, and it popped up on Dad, and we were perfectly satisfied. Let Mother stir.
Like she just let you learn.
She does learn the hard way. Now then, and my sister was here this spring, and I was making mush to fry, and I said I'd give, I don't know how much money, to tell Mother how to stir cornmeal and water together and pour that in the boiling water, and you don't have to stand and stir. Why, it would take Mother an hour, I know, to... She just put in just a, not more than a teaspoonful at a time. That and stand there and stir her that
time. Isn't that a chore?
Boy. Dear mercy. And she had to make a half a bushel to feed the tribe because we always had 3 or 4 men and in those days. But we did have such good old milk, and she just poured cream and all in the milk if we eat with our mush.
Boy.
We used to eat so much cornbread and milk, too. That's the only way I cared for cornbread at all. And now I like it as much as Dad used to. But when I was a kid, I just didn't like cornbread.
Had to have it in a glass?
Or a bowl, usually. Little bowls. I'd eat cornbread that way.
It's mighty good that way.
Yes, it is good that way.
Did you know they ever make those confections that had a hole in the middle?
Donuts?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Dad would come in and say, Lilith, can't we have a batch of donuts? And Mother would get busy and make a batch of donuts. I could see him. He had to go down toward the corral with 2 or 3 donuts in his hand. Fresh donuts.
Did he ever let the horses eat any of those?
Not that I ever.
Yeah, they were for him.
No, I don't think the horses ever did anything like that.
When you bought bread at the store, what kind of bread would you call that?
Just light bread. It's anything else but light. Well, it's too light to have any taste to it.
Good and yummy.
Yes. I found a new bread that I like, and if you look for it, it's sourdough French bread. And I'll tell you that if you ever buy any, it comes near tasting like the old home baked bread than any that I have ever found, and it's Bob makes it.
Fun.
And it's thick slices. Oh, the slices are that thick.